I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. This morning, we're going to continue on with Dr. Husing's review of the 2017 economy as he prepares to present his 2018 economic forecast and State of the Region speech on Thursday, March 29th. It'll be at the Ontario DoubleTree Inn. You can find out more at our website, kvcrnews.org. Now, as we prepare to review the logistics economy coming up next, Dr. Husing has been telling us that there are half a dozen major sectors in the Inland Empire economy: logistics, manufacturing, government and education, the service economy, construction, and the healthcare economy, which we started with last week. You can hear that segment on demand at our website, kvcrnews.org.
Second important sector
in the Inland Empire.
In the Inland Empire is logistics, distribution, trucking, all of those sectors.
Warehousing,
all of those jobs. The Kiplinger report just talked about the fact that we have soaring imports. The economy is booming. People are buying lots of goods at the retail level. As they go, a huge part of those are made overseas. Mm-hmm. So they come in through the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, and then they show up in warehouses in the Inland Empire mm-hmm. where they're being handled. And then they go from here around the country to the distribution centers when the companies need them. The level of imports coming through the ports of L.A. and Long Beach in 2017 was at 8.6 million 20-foot equivalent containers. The record previously was 8.2 back in 06, so it's an all-time record.
We've beaten the record in container traffic in the IE.
Finally, we broke the record back when the China trade first took off. On exports, which also go through the ports in the other direction, that's been relatively stable, right around 3.5 million TEUs, 20-foot equivalent containers, which is the way we measure it. But that volume affects the Inland Empire economy because a lot of those goods end up coming out here.
Uh-huh.
It has an impact on industrial space absorption, where in the four quarters ended in September, 18.2 million square feet of space was absorbed. Now, there is no place in the country seeing that many companies migrate in, absorb space, and hire workers.
Now, what you've always said about the Inland Empire is that we have land. Sounds like we have less and less land.
Ultimately, this is going to move into the deserts.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
the high desert, yeah, and the
Because of the West End, the area between the 215 and the 15, both of those areas are starting to build out completely. Even Redlands, San Bernardino, are starting to see their limit. Right now, the biggest areas left are Moreno Valley, Paris, on the 215.
And we know about plans in Moreno Valley.
In the Moreno Valley. So the industrial vacancy rate is only 3%. So there isn't a lot of space available.
So buy your property in Adelanto now?
I think a lot of people have already done it.
Okay.
But that's only one of the driving factors. The most important one of late, also driving those metrics, has been e-commerce.
Yes.
E-commerce has been growing between 15 and 16% a year since 2010. Now, how would you like your investment portfolio to be growing 15 to 16% a year, and you didn't even have to check it? It just kept going up that fast.
Yeah. I remember when it was huge news, when Amazon announced it was going to build its
first
big, nearly 1 million square foot fulfillment center in San Bernardino. And now what do they have, three with plans for another one?
They have 10 open and two just announced.
Wow.
They will have 12 centers in the Inland Empire. They're opening a new one in Moreno Valley that hasn't started yet, and a new one in Eastvale. They're just completing ones in both of those places. They now have plans for two
more.
Wow,
they've been sneaking around behind me.
They have just Amazon by itself is employing somewhere between 17 and 20,000 people.
And we know Amazon is influencing that change in the economy in other industries.
I mean, huge.
From grocery to anything else you need to buy, I guess.
And e-commerce nationally has gone from 1.1% of all retail sales to just over 9% of all retail. It's up by nine times.
That's interesting.
It's expected to go as high as 20 as those of us who are older die off and the millennials become the basic consumer and Gen X and Gen Y who are really into using the internet to buy things.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have no idea in that amount of time how technology is going to change. And even if they're going to need trucks or warehouses to get things around. I mean, who knows?
Well, I'll tell you one of the interesting facts.
Beam me my groceries, Scotty.
Well, one of the interesting facts that just as Paul Grenier, the president of IEP, went through one of the big Amazon facilities in San Bernardino, there were something like 1,000 robotic machines running around in there. But there were also 1,000 workers per shift there. And so he asked the question, where is the control center for all of these robots that are running around loose? And he got pointed over to a guy sitting at a little desk with a couple of computers in front of him. So he went over to him and said, excuse me, sir, where did you go to school to be able to run all of this? And he says, oh, Bloomington High.
Is that right?
That's the point about upward mobility inside logistics. Mm. Those who don't think it's real ought to go talk to that guy.
Next week, more on the performance of the Inland Empire's logistics economy. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature on 91.9 KVCR. Find out more about Dr. Husing's annual State of the Region and 2018 Inland Empire Economic Forecast Luncheon Thursday, March 29th at the Ontario Doubletree Inn. You can find out more at the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's website, ieep.com.